I'm starting. Steak Alf contains Nyssa, so it contains strong language because of her potty mouth.
Hey!
Alfred O'Toole Productions presents Steak Alf, starring Nyssa Sif's daughter, Thomas Thorne, Riley Gallagher, and I'm Alfie O'Toole.
You're M. Alfie O'Toole? Wait,
what does the M stand for?
No, I said I'm Alfie O'Toole.
Huh, I also heard M.
Guys, you're screwing up the intro.
Sorry. You can edit this out, right?
The software can theoretically do that, yes.
You know you can't put things about the hidden people on the internet, right?
Ahem. Steak Alf, Episode 1, entitled Hunting the Cow, directed by Alfie O'Toole.
Hunting the cow?
Yeah, you know, the cult of Vodon?
Are we really going with cow?
I appreciate the subtlety.
Calling them the cow is subtle?
Well, the joke itself, relying on the unconventional pronunciation of the German W to English speakers, makes it rather subtle, I think.
Excellent analysis, my dear.
Also, cows are hilarious.
Moo!
See?
Ahem. Welcome to Steak Alf. We are currently sitting in Nyssa's car across the street from an office building owned by the cult of Vodon. We drove here so we could watch from the comfort of a car, but then we brought Nyssa's car, so I think we should have just teleported and sat on the ground.
Rude.
Probably not quite as subtle.
Everyone who works in the building as a regular job went home hours ago. We're hoping that the secret cultists will arrive to perform some dark rituals. That way we can get more intel on them, maybe even find out who some of them are. And you, dear listeners, will be with us every step of the way.
You are not narrating this entire operation.
Oh, no, of course not. I'm just doing the intro. The rest will only be the gritty truth, unfiltered.
Like when you used the French press incorrectly.
Why did I agree to join this stakeout?
Nyssa. Steak Alf.
No.
I'm worried that calling this a Steak Alf and calling the intended the cow downplays how serious this situation really is.
We face otherworldly threats on the regular, Thomas. These are just humans with money.
Says the only one of us with superpowers who doesn't actually need a bank account to survive.
Exactly. We can't dismiss this threat just because they aren't magical. Humans who serve Vodon could be dangerous too. Look at what happened with that fetch in the mental institution.
While I do appreciate this lively debate, I'm not sure our listeners need to hear us discussing whether or not this podcast is a good idea.
This is not a podcast. You're filming the building we linked to the intended so we can see who goes in and who goes out. If anything, it's a documentary.
Alfred O'Toole Productions breaks into filmmaking.
This is not going on YouTube.
Break it into 60-second increments for TikTok?
I do not think that lip-syncing in the car is a good way to stay incognito.
TikTok is for more than lip-syncing, Thomas.
It is?
If this is a podcast, which it's not, let's go back to your intro. I assume you intend to include an actual theme song and not just you beatboxing live.
Yes?
And the list of names. What order was that in? Because it wasn't alphabetical.
Oh, that's easy. That was the order of seating in the car. See, you're in a driver's seat, so you were first. Then Thomas in the passenger seat, then Riley and I in the back.
But if it's a podcast, they can't see the layout of the car.
Good thing it's going to be 30 TikTok videos.
Nyssa is right. We cannot put this online. It's too dangerous. Also, the point of a stakeout is to not be seen. I'm pretty sure that's the opposite mission statement of social media.
Thomas, dropping truth bombs.
Bow, bow!
This is serious, you two. The cult is real. They know who we are, but we know almost nothing about them. If we can't get more information on them, who knows how else they can hurt us?
Nyssa, I think the real question is, if this is so serious, why did you bring us?
I have the newest phone. The camera is way better than hers.
It seems we have brought this on ourselves.
We brought you because Mac and Shaylee are busy. And we needed some superpowered backup in case things go badly.
And by busy, you mean Mac is still major depresso.
It's not funny, Alfie. I'm really worried about her.
I'm worried too, Thomas. Can't you tell that was my I'm only making jokes to cover my terrible concern for my friend tone?
Yeah, I didn't really get that.
Oh. Well, it was.
The two are completely different. One is very joke. And the other is much more joke, concern, joke.
I'm starting to think we should have just brought a gun instead of Riley.
No guns.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm much better than a gun.
I just meant I don't like guns any more than Thomas does.
Can a gun teleport? I don't think so. That's Riley 1, guns 0.
Guns also don't cuddle very well.
At least that proves you're not a Republican.
Excellent deflection for my inappropriate cuddling comment.
Are you trying to skeeve me out? Like, is that the goal here?
Which answer would irritate you more?
Maybe we could just watch in silence. Or perhaps with some light music? I have a good playlist.
Is it jazz?
All of his playlists are jazz.
I also mix it up with classic rock, you know.
Led Zeppelin is acceptable, but I cannot abide by that smooth, smooth jazz.
Wait, you're in the backseat of a car with me, and you're turning down smooth jazz?
That right there is the line. You will not be going past said line under any circumstances. There will be no more talk of anything happening in the backseat of my car.
Like you really believe you would do anything like that right in front of you?
I don't want to even think about you doing anything like that anywhere, with anyone, ever. I would need to bleach my brain, and I can't because it's unbleachable.
It's okay, babe. You need to understand that people will occasionally be jealous of my superpowers.
How does this have anything to do with your superpowers?
I can make things fit in places they normally wouldn't.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh,
no. Why would you say that?
No.
You know I can never forget this, ever.
I'm putting music on.
I need a lobotomy. Are you happy? I have reached lobotomy stage.
She was talking about snacks, Nyssa.
See? I fit bags of chips, pretzels, and almonds into one pocket.
Wow, those two are completely disgusting. Such dirty minds.
No, she knows what she said.
I was just trying to have a good steak, Alf.
I'm quitting. The rest of you can save humankind. Peace out.
You realize this is my first steak, Alf? I've never done this before.
Just keep my car. It'll only make the memories more vivid.
Nyssa, wait. They've had their fun, but no more jokes. We have a job to do, and McKenna entrusted us to do it.
More like she half-heartedly nodded at the idea since she didn't have to do it herself.
Exactly. She needs our help right now, so we can't let her down. She's dealing with the consequences of making a mistake. It happens to all of us. She'll bounce back. She's just disappointed.
No. She's terrified.
What? No, she's not scared, Alfie. I think I know my sister.
No, you know what she lets you see. Which is how she's always done it and probably how she likes it. But look past the shell, Thomas. She's completely freaked, to the point of paralyzing indecision and complete lack of confidence.
I don't know. I have never met a person more confident than McKenna. And that isn't totally dry and hard to read sarcasm, by the way.
No, Alfie's right. This isn't just disappointment from a mistake.
Our actions may have doomed the entire world. And I say our because we were the ones who gave her the Eye of Vodon.
I think she may be leaving that part out of her guilt trip.
Exactly. And it will be a one-way trip unless we can get her back. But all she's focusing on is the dooming the world part. How can one person deal with that sort of responsibility?
McKenna's never exactly handled responsibility very well.
We are all well aware.
But lately, she hasn't had to worry much. All the plans and the evil fighting have worked perfectly. No losses. Until Vodon. We freed him, and then he kicked her ass. That was back-to-back devastating losses.
But how does that get us to terrified?
She doesn't want to be responsible for anything else bad happening because she's so afraid she'll lose again. So she's just avoiding all responsibility. Out of fear.
Hence the terror.
We need her to know how much we trust her.
Will that even work if she doesn't trust herself?
I don't know.
Honestly, with the way she's been operating, I'm surprised she didn't screw up way before this.
I want to yell at you, but you're right. She's been so reckless since finding out about the hidden people.
I've been trying to point that out every time she does something dangerous.
But she kept winning, so you just sounded like a worrying old grandpa.
Thanks for that.
Barging into Arcadia and demanding the Magister release us. Barging back into Arcadia and demanding the Magister revive Shaylee.
Building Cygnus a body that could end the world.
Telling Neve she was a halfling. Getting intentionally captured by the court.
Yes, this has happened a lot. All of which I've pointed out as bad ideas.
It's more than just the plans always working, though. That might outweigh this one admittedly massive screw-up. But it's not the wins versus the losses. Vodon told her that the wins were him. His doing, his plan. So all this time, all the wins she's accumulated, none of that was her doing.
So it isn't just fear over failing again. It's fear over playing right into his hands. Of never having actually won in the first place.
Yeah. Fear that once again her entire life is a lie. Remember how she acted for 27 years? When she felt her life was a lie? The moment she found her purpose, even when she thought she was a changeling, she transformed.
Because her life wasn't a lie.
But now we're back to square one. She's been living someone else's life the entire time. Again.
First fact. Now Vodon.
You're right. This is so much bigger than making a mistake.
He took her entire life away from her. Her independence, her agency, her free will.
How do we bring her back from that? It seems insurmountable.
First of all, we put a check in the W column, and not a W for Vodon.
Still funny.
We need a win against him, one that he cannot take credit for.
I see you've taken over for Max dwindling over confidence. How are we supposed to get a win against a god?
I know from working in retail that the weakest link is always the person at the bottom, the least appreciated, the most criminally underpaid. But sometimes that person holds the entire organization together.
You're giving yourself way too much credit.
So you're suggesting we go after his underlings?
Exactly. And it's a good thing I'm still filming because none of you are paying attention to the stakeout.
What are you? Oh, shit, a car's pulling in.
Good eyes, babe.
What's up, Doc?
I love the multi-tiered reference jokes.
Shh, where are the binoculars?
In the glove compartment.
Okay, it's, what's that symbol? I think it's a Rolls Royce.
What? That is a mid-six figures car.
We knew that some of the cultists would be rich and powerful men.
Yeah, but like, we just drove to Ohio. I assume the rich and powerful ones were in, I don't know, places that had rich and powerful people.
Your family's rich and powerful, and you only live one state away.
My parents do not own a Wraith.
Oh, why is the driveway so long? They're stopping, but it's so far and dark, I can barely see who's getting out.
How many people?
Just one guy. He got out from the back. It looks like he's... I think he might be talking to someone closer to the building. Now he's walking around the car. He keeps looking at everything. He's looking over here. He can't see us, right?
I mean, he can probably see cars are parked here, but there's no way he can see that we're inside. Not from that distance.
Okay, he's turning away. Still circling the car, looking all around. Why is he doing that?
So, in my waitress days, I occasionally had a VIP customer. They don't show up alone. Their security usually scopes the place out first.
So a Rolls, a driver, and a bodyguard? Yeah, this isn't small-time hacker anymore. These guys are legit.
The driver just got out. He's walking around. He's opening a door. Riley, I think you were right. Another guy's getting out. The driver and the guard are flanking him as they're walking, so it's hard to see him.
You can't make out a face.
I might be able to if they weren't standing right beside him and blocking my view. Oh, they're gonna reach the building soon and then we'll lose them.
BRB!
What just happened?
Riley! Riley, where'd you go?
Oh, they're stopping. The guard is moving back towards the car. I think his hand is in his jacket.
She must have stepped over there and made a noise to distract them.
Don't worry about the guard. Look at the dude.
Right. He's kind of short. White. Really nice hair, actually.
How is that relevant?
Wait. Uh-oh.
What? Is Riley in trouble? Floor it, miss!
No, stop. It's not that.
Did it work? What'd I miss?
I think he's a representative.
Of the intended? Yeah, we kind of figured that.
No, a representative as in the House of Representatives.
As in a congressman?
Yes.
Congress pays enough to drive a Rolls Royce?
Lobbyists do, especially if you're evil.
And they went inside. Oh, this is bad.
But, hear me out. Now we get to take down a corrupt politician. Silver lining, am I right? I'm right.
As appealing as that is, what are the odds that we just happened to go to the place where the leader of the intended showed up?
What do you mean?
I mean that we now know a total of 2 people in the multinational secret society. One is a pretty good hacker, for a man. The other is a high-level government official. The odds that out of 2, we have seen the most powerful and influential member have to be really low.
Which means, oh no. It means that there are probably more powerful people in this group.
Right. More powerful than a congressman. Richer, more influential. This might just be the tip of the iceberg.
So, how do we not become the Titanic?
I think we need Mac. This is officially escalated.
I don't know. This might just upset her more.
Well, we're going to need the superhero at some point in this fight. Where is the line for bringing her in?
You're right. I know you're right. But we need to be strategic about this. Everything you said about her being terrified and about losing her independence, we can't pile on top of that with congressional supervillains. We're supposed to get a win, right?
Bare minimum, we know they have 1 armed guard. And that was just for 1 guy. The building could be fully staffed with security. What are we going to do against that?
We could hack their security system, right?
Theoretically, but we can't hack a 9mm.
A stakeout is one thing, but storming the building? We're going to need guns. Lots of guns.
No guns. If it's a choice between attacking the building and calling McKenna, then we call her. But I'd really appreciate a 3rd option between the extremes.
Well, we still have time to talk about it. It's not like we know what the intended are up to, and it probably isn't going to cause the end of the world in the next 10 minutes. We can rationally discuss and then decide whether McKenna should come here.
Jinxed it.
Oh no.
Hey. We brought burgers. Scoot.
This seat barely fits the 2 of us.
Just slide over.
Yeah.
What?
Are you tricking my back seat so it can hold 4 people?
Maybe.
I'm seeing it, but I can't really wrap my head around it.
I learned to trick my pocket the other day. How much harder is a car?
I think that one will be forever out of change than reach, sadly.
Well, that's no fun.
Hi, McKenna.
Hey, did you find out anything?
Did you guys say there were burgers?
Not much. Someone drove up to the building, but that's it.
Cool.
Did you get a license plate? Take pictures?
I'm recording everything.
You're what now?
He's recording everything. I speak mouthful.
Fancy car, probably someone rich, or famous, or important, but could be anybody. Right, Thomas?
Yep. Could be anybody. Nothing to be alarmed about yet.
Okay.
Speaking of recording, I'll have to edit this in later. Also starring McKenna Thorne, bow! And Shaylee. Shaylee, what's your last name?
Hey. Hey, look, another car is coming down the road.
They're slowing down. I bet they're going to the intended HQ.
The cow headquarters.
The pasture?
Perfect.
It's a Mercedes of some kind. Not as nice as the Rolls.
How many people in it?
Looked like just one, but I won't know until it stops. It's heading back all the way, parking beside the Rolls. Yeah, I think it's just the driver. He's heading into the building.
Do you, recognize him? On the off chance that you would recognize a random person?
I don't think so.
Ness, I doubt any of us know the cultists.
I might know some of the Irish or UK ones. My dad did business with a lot of entitled feckers. At least one has to be privileged enough to call himself an intended king.
So literally all we know about these guys is that they're rich. That's seriously it?
Well, they knew enough to target me. So they clearly know more about us than we do about them.
And they have specialized help. A hacker. Security.
What kind of security?
The first guy who came in had a driver and a bodyguard.
I saw two other guards by the door they went into.
You saw? You went up there?
There's a drain cover not far from where the cars are parked. We needed a closer look.
That was stupid. Do you understand what could have happened if they saw you?
But they didn't. I did my best Patrick Swayze, Bruce Willis impression.
You don't get it.
I think you're the one who didn't get it. I'm saying I was a ghost.
Do you think I'm a fucking idiot who's never watched a movie? I got your dumb joke, which, incredibly, is still more intelligent than your decision to go up there.
But they didn't see me.
And you think results-oriented is the way we should move forward? Just try something and if it works, great. Right decision, because that's gone so well for us this far.
McKenna...
No, she needs to hear this. They could have high-tech security, motion detectors, heat sensors. They might have spotted you. They might know we are all sitting here in this car right now. And if they worship Vodon, they might know how to kill you.
Mac, we're all okay. I doubt their guns have iron bullets. Everything is going well on the stakeout.
God damn it, you two! Grow up! So their guns can't hurt Riley. Even if they could, I can bring her back. But you know what I can't do? Bring you back, Alfie. Or Nyssa, or Thomas. Do you get that, Riley? You endangered my family with your recklessness.
I'm sorry.
You would be if anything happened to them, because you can't take shit seriously.
That's enough, Mac. She said she was sorry.
I really am.
It's okay, Riley. We're fine. Nobody's hurt. Nobody needs to be brought back.
Look, we've all made mistakes.
Some more recently than others.
And this isn't a competition. Or a blame game. We're all on the same side, working together to stave off the feckin' apocalypse. McKenna, you made your point. Riley made a mistake, but it ended up working out and getting us good intel. And she apologized, so she understands and won't do it again.
I won't, I promise.
So hug it out.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I support this reconciliation.
Me too. Hugs mend all wounds.
I'll just quietly barf out the window, thanks.
McKenna?
Shaylee.
Hug her, or I won't let you put your cold feet on me to warm them up ever again.
Oh, god damn it. You suck.
I really am sorry, I swear.
We're good. I'm sorry I was kind of mean.
You were kind of mean.
Shut up, Alfie.
Now that we've decided we all still love each other, can we get back to the task at hand? What are we going to do about the intended?
Well, we're getting identifying info on some of the members, right? We could take them out one by one.
I'm not really comfortable with that.
Yeah, we're not just killing humans now.
No. But we could get them in trouble. Arrested for insider trading or some other white-collar crimes.
They just weasel their way out with their money and influence.
You're not wrong. These kinds of people think they can get away with anything.
Maybe if we knew what they were doing, we could thwart the plan rather than attack the people directly.
That's a good idea. But how do we find that out?
I could go in, maybe sneak past them.
I don't know. If they knew enough to target me as your tech lady, they might have planned for your magic, too.
Well, it might not matter. They know that you stopped their hacker. Would walking right up there really tip our hand that much more?
They know we know about the hacker, but they don't know we know about the whole cult. We might want to keep what we know from falling into what they know.
Oof, I'm having a Friends flashback.
Too bad the other McKenna isn't here. One of the only references she would actually get.
I don't know. She's printing through my Netflix pretty quickly.
It sounds like we need a better way to get intelligence on them. The stakeout...
Stakeout!
...was a good start. But it has so far only revealed two random unknown men.
Yep. Total strangers.
But we need more. And we need it soon. They might know what Vodon is up to. So finding out what they are up to could give us both answers at once.
Right. They might know what he's planning.
That would be a pretty big victory, right, McKenna?
Yeah, that would be really great.
Okay. I can drive us back home, and then we can come up with a new plan. I can try digging up more digital dirt about the cult. If we can learn about their security, maybe Mac and Shaylee can go in and see if they have anything physical that's relevant. Files, maps...
YOLO boards?
This sounds like a plan. A wonderful plan. I'm very excited. Aren't you excited, McKenna?
Tickled pink.
Okay, let's get... Hang on, that's another car.
Wait for it to pass before you turn on the lights.
It's slowing down. I bet it's another cultist.
Hang on, I'm looking. It's a BMW.
Ah, see? This must be our low-level fancy pants. My dad drives a BMW, not nearly as rich as the Rolls guy.
The car is parking beside the others. Okay, he's getting out.
We can probably go now. I doubt he'll see the lights from this angle.
Oh.
What's wrong? An old one? Vodon?
No, it's not. It's just one man. He's human.
You can tell that from here?
Yep.
Give me those. Where is... Oh, goddess.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Why are you freaking out about this guy?
Alfie, you should probably see this.
Wait, Nyssa, are you sure?
He needs to know.
Okay, what am I looking for?
He's almost to the building.
Okay, yeah. Wait, Nyssa... Nyss, why is my dad going into the building? Nyss?
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Sander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 3, Episode 5, Steak Alf. Written by Chris Burnside, directed by Jordan Lopez. Also starring Aaron Crane. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Sander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editors Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.